This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ Radio and WRMJ.com. We say congratulations to Trace Titus. He's a senior at United High School and some great state FFA recognition. He won the state award in the Supervised Agricultural Experience, SAE, in sheep production. So first up, congratulations, Trace Titus. That's kind of a nice way to end your senior year, right? Tell us about that.
Thank you, sir. And yes, it is. It's a very nice way to end my senior year. It's something I'd always wanted to do since I was a freshman in high school. And I'm really glad I was able to complete that goal here with it being my senior year.
Well, tell us a little bit about your record book and your project here in sheep production.
Yes, sir. So I have a flock of 15 ewes, which I raise and maintain for my record book. With doing that record book, I was able to sell sheep across the United States and really make a big impact on the industry in a few short years with being involved. And that was just really amazing. And what I've done has allowed me to go to this level in the SAE interviews and really just taken me to this point.
All right. So tell us about how the SAE experience works in terms of the section level, the district level, and the state level as it relates to this pandemic. Can you speak to some of the changes from maybe when you were a freshman and sophomore? I know last year, your junior year impacted, and now your senior year, of course, hopefully at the tail end of this pandemic. So how did it work this year?
Yes, sir. So obviously, the 3 years prior to this, my freshman, sophomore, and junior year, the interviews have all been in person, which is kind of, I almost felt like it was more nerve-wracking than it being online. I almost liked the online aspect a little more, not seeing the judges like exactly face-to-face, like them being in the same room with me, allowed me to stay calmer and really slow down and get my words out better and slow down when I'm talking instead of rushing through everything. So basically I joined a Zoom call for all three of my interviews, my section, district, and my state interview, and they were done online.
And do you hear, at any of the three levels, can you tell us about any of the feedback that you received from any of the judges specifically? Was there some of that conversation that you heard back?
So at the section level, I didn't receive any feedback. I just got the results and found out that I had won at our section contest. At the district level, I received some feedback that my interview skills were really good, but there were some things that were kind of messed up in my record book that I had to go back and fix before the state contest. And then so far, I haven't received any feedback from the state judges.
All right. So now you move on to the national level. So what happens now for you, and then what do you have to do to get ready for the national level in the fall?
Yes, sir. So I have to make a video to start off my interview for the national contest, and that'll start off with qualifiers, and then there's semi-qualifiers, and there's finals for the national contest for the FFA. So I'll have to go against, obviously, kids from all 50 states, all the surrounding areas and everything like that. And so if I make it through the first qualifiers, I then go to semi-qualifiers, and then I'll be in the finals.
All right. And, just in terms of the SAE, the Supervised Agricultural Experience, I mean, this basically gives you kind of real-life experience. Why is this so important, or what does this mean to you, I guess, in terms of, professional development, I guess, is a better question.
Yes, sir. So, honestly, I really think it's going to help with my job interviewing skills in the future. Having prior interview experience is really important in me being able to do that on three different levels here with my supervised agricultural experience will really help me in the future when I would have to go for a job interview, especially with my first one. It'll be a little less nerve-wracking knowing I've gone through interview situations where people have put pressure on me and asked me hard questions that I had to be able to think about, not really think about, but fire back almost immediately and answer the question.
All right, so you're winding down your time as a United FFA-er, right? A very proud chapter. So, tell us a little bit about the rich tradition there. And I know that's been a big part of your life.
Yes, sir. So FFA has played a really big role in my high school career. I've never really been involved in high school sports, so I've always taken a liking to FFA. As I've grown up on a farm, it really just fit who I am and what I wanted to do. There's been a lot of good that has came from the FFA for me. I've made a lot of friends. It's been able to teach me things. I've been able to do contests. Livestock judging has been a really big one for me. It allowed me to get a college scholarship to do that. And it's really just been good all through my 4 years of high school.
All right. And speak to what you're going to do then at college. You've made a decision where you're headed, and tell us about those plans.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to South Plains College in Loveland, Texas, to pursue livestock judging. I'll be on their livestock judging team there. And just judging through FFA and judging prior to FFA and 4-H, I've been able to secure a scholarship from them and go there and judge for my next 2 years of college. And then I plan to attend Texas Tech after my 2 years at South Plains.
All right, that's a great plan. And I know that you're hoping that we get a regular routine with the summer show season, you know, your senior year after graduation, transitioning into high school. I assume you're hoping that it's going to be a regular, you know, type of, you know, county fair circuit season where you get to show livestock this summer.
Yes, sir. I'm really hoping for that. It'd be nice coming off last year where there weren't as many shows just because of the whole pandemic was really in the heat of the pandemic, and it was hard to find shows to go to and things like that. So I'm really hoping things turn back to normal this year and everything is okay.
All right. A great honor for a United High School senior, Trace Titus. He is the 2020-2021 state winner, the SAE Supervised Agricultural Experience in the Illinois FFA, again in the category of sheep production. Trace, nice going. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.